Students at the Jacobs School of Music are taking their art on the road this week. They've organized an event at the Brown County Playhouse that features new music inspired by old photographs. The goal is to present an event of music, stories, and photos that speak specifically to the Brown County experience. For the students, it's also a chance to make a performance happen without the help of the institution. Annie Corrigan has more.
Composer Curtis Smith has only visited Brown County a couple times since moving to the area. His doctoral studies at the Jacobs School of Music keep him very busy. He signed on to write music for the Impressions of Brown County concert event, not because he felt a strong connection to the area, but because it was a good composing opportunity. He was tasked with writing music inspired by one of Frank Hohenberger's historical photos of Brown County.
I was thinking I was going to get some, like, old guy holding a fiddle or something, you know, or like at the buses.
Three school buses, actually. We see them from behind, parked on the side of the street. It doesn't say what year the photo was taken, but judging by the look of the buses, probably mid-20th century. Smith doesn't normally rely on images for inspiration for his music, so he was initially pretty puzzled.
Then when I looked at the picture a little closer, and I looked, it was kind of an older image, kind of classic look to it. And I got thinking about, okay, when did I ride on a bus? And then that was kind of the key to writing the piece.
Memories of his elementary school days in a rural farming community in California came flooding back. He even remembered his daily interactions with Ralph, his bus driver. He thought of Ralph as the audience for this piece, and so he started with a simple melody. The rest of the piece came quickly after that. Magnolia is what it's called, named after his elementary school, written for clarinet, quartet, and a small choir of voices. Smith is one of a couple dozen performers involved in this presentation, most of whom do not have roots in Brown County. Photographer Frank Hohenberger was also a non-local who came to discover his artistic voice down in the hills.
So the idea of outsiders coming into a place that is supposedly an arts colony and making art with what's there was really interesting to us.
That's Nora Leahy, co-artistic director of the Brown County Playhouse. She and her fellow co-artistic director, Ian McCabe, floated the idea of using photos by Hohenberger to Eric Franklin, the organizer on the Jacobs School of Music side.
One of my teachers actually referred to me as an impresario. I was the one who was contracting the composers and the performers in the venue.
Franklin, a clarinetist, is also performing in the event. He was the one who combed through the thousands of Hohenberger images housed at the Lilly Library to pick photos for the composers. This whole experience has given him a chance to build a concert event from the ground up, which is not an opportunity he gets all the time at the Jacobs School.
It's actually kind of hard because when you're an orchestra here, everybody tells you what to wear, what to play, when to be there. And for us, when we're trying to create our own opportunities and find them outside of the institution of the university, we have to do all that ourselves.
Hohenberger saw the same opportunity when he moved to Brown County in 1917. He said it was a place where he could be his own boss and, quote, individuality would count, unquote. For Smith, Impressions of Brown County provided him a chance to write music he probably wouldn't have written otherwise. It also gave him a taste of life outside the School of Music.
Getting out is vital because that's how it is in the real world. And the sooner we start to do that as artists, the faster we will begin to grow and the better our art will be.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.